0TRN4OBQ.
Last calling station is KO4PXV.
KO4, was it PXV? I didn't quite catch it. Probably wrong on that. N4OVQ, name Stacy, located down in Anderson, South Carolina.
Yes, sir. The call sign is Kilo Oscar 4 Papa X-ray Bravo Lloyd.
Hey, Lord, I'm on a M1KE, and they just added Echo Link to it, so I got on here. I checked it one time earlier, and the guy said it sounded pretty good, but I'm still just listening around on it. Over.
Yep, definitely clear. It's just a little bit of static, but that could be also on my end. So, but yeah, I can definitely hear you. You're coming in clear.
I play around on this thing with D-Star and Fusion and DMR, P25, all that kind of stuff. So they just added Echo Link, which I'm not surprised, but everybody so far sounded good on it. I don't know if you know what the M1KE is or not, but it's made by Shark RF. It puts out the open spots, hot spots.
No, sir. That's the first I've heard on it. Like I said, I'm talking on a Yaesu 592080.
Yeah, well, you sound good. I don't know exactly. I got a handheld Yaesu FT60R that I've had about 14 years, and I had to buy one battery for it. It's worked very well. But they came out with this thing, and this thing is probably about the size of a pack of cigarettes, or maybe a little bit shorter. That's according if you smoke 100s or not. Over.
Yeah, that's definitely sounds almost sounds like the same size as the Balfangs, because they're just probably about that tall. Yeah, I'm talking in my home. I talk on an HT with a cable antenna, pretty much hanging on the blinds. It's a Anytone
878. Roger. I got an Anytone. I think it's 878 UB2, I think it is. And this thing here is, naturally it don't have an antenna going straight through the internet. So, and that's all a hotspot does anyway. This is just a lot of people say, well, it's not real radio, but they allow it, so we go by it. And but you can do about anything on it, so I like it. But I like D-Star and all that kind of stuff also, which I do a little bit of HF. I got a 7300 that I use, which I got several HF radios, but 7300 is what I've been using the last several years. Over.
Yep, that's definitely good. Like I said, I have my license where I can talk HF, just as they keep saying over and over and over, this is not a cheap man's hobby, so I just hadn't pulled the string on that to buy one yet, and I'm having to, you know, I know I'm looking at different ways of hiding the antenna from the HOAs, which I've heard many ways of putting it in the attic, running down the gutter and stuff like that. And I don't have any trees in my yard, so there's no hiding it that way.
Yeah, I know what you mean. If you could get by in the attic, you should be able to do a little something in the attic, maybe, and I've watched a lot of stuff on it because I thought maybe I'd have to do that here. But finally, they got it on my place. He's not with us anymore, but another guy has got it, and he didn't care. So he let me put up a telescopic pole. So that's the only reason I'm getting by.
Yeah, like I said, I looked at doing the flagpole antenna, but I don't have enough yard area compared to where the flagpole was already at to run any radios on the ground.
Well, if you could get a flagpole up, just run it straight from the top down to the bottom and get you a, I think, what do they call it? I can't even think of the name now. And just run your coax down to it. And I've seen a lot of guys do that. Naturally, they got the flag on their pole. And I know a lot of people do it just to do like FT8 and FT4, that kind of stuff on HF and get by with it. Over.
And I'm going to look at a little bit more later on today because I know that there's that HR 602 was supposed to allow people to, put up an antenna where they can be excluded from the HOA.
Well, that sounds like a good idea. I know they got a lot of people that has issues with that HOA stuff, and so I'm glad they maybe come out with something. Maybe you can get one up. It cuts a lot of people out that don't have room. I live in an apartment, and I've been here 9 years, and I enjoy it. But I know there's a lot of places and a lot of neighborhoods you just can't do it over.
Yeah, that's definitely true, like I said, because they kind of lump in together. Like when the HOAs, you now had to allow satellite dishes for the same thing. But like I said, with mine, in my subdivision, they allow it, the satellite antennas, but it actually has to be on the back of the house where it cannot be in front view.
And I've heard of people doing the gutter deal, too. I don't know exactly how they go about doing it, but I know that they do. But where are you located at, Lord?
I live on Highway 14 in Simpsonville, not far from the Holly Tree Golf Course, if you know where that's at.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not familiar with Simpsonville. I've been through there a time or two, but I'm not familiar with it, but... I'm out on Hartwell Lake and down in Anderson. So, but anyway, for some reason I had in mind that I was only going to hear people that was on EchoLink theirself, but I guess not. Oh,
no, with the EchoLink, it attaches to that the repeater, so you're just like you're talking to anybody that's using ham radio, and there's other. There's other frequencies out there with repeaters that you can connect to through EchoLink, even different countries.
And poor OVQ. Well, this thing is still in beta, but anyway, I went ahead and did the upgrade on it. They'll change that pretty quick, but I kind of miss getting on 2 meters, so maybe I can do it this way. Without just being strictly on 2 meters, I can just change this to D-Star or whatever anytime I want to. So, but I think I'm on like EchoLink on the M1KE. Over.
Yep, definitely sounded clear. I've used the EchoLink when I'm traveling some, and I don't want to set my truck and talk on the ham radio, so I'll use my cell phone with the EchoLink.
Yeah, well, the only thing about it that I'm noticing is it don't show the ID on it shows W4NYK. It don't show your call or none of that. So, and I'm not real good at call signs unless I've been talking to you for a while and got it in my head. But the names I don't have problems with, but them call signs get rough on me every once in a while. But I can tell you a lot of difference. When I first got my license in 1984, I didn't have these problems, but now I'm 70, so I can't remember quite as well. Over.
They have a condition for that. It's called CRS.
And I'm going to go ahead and ask you, what does CRS stand for?
First stuff.
I did all that. I got about one word. That was it.
Yep. CRS stands for cannot remember stuff.
I got you. Yeah, you could put that a little bit different way too, but anyway. All right, Lloyd, well, I appreciate it, and I'm going to listen around a little bit, and especially tonight, and listen to the net maybe and all that kind of stuff. But I appreciate it. Good talk to you. Maybe run across you again. Like I say, I know it was an N0, and I don't remember the rest. I apologize, but you have a good evening, Lloyd. N4OVQ, I'll be clear with you.
Up around the 9 o'clock time frame on this same repeater, they have a net that they check in every single day from 9 until it goes, and they check in by alphabetical group, and you can connect to it by the Echolink.
That's what I say. I'm gonna listen to it tonight. Every once in a while, I will get on my HT, and I'll check into it. But it's been several weeks now since I have, but I'll definitely listen around to it tonight. All right, my friend, I'll talk to you later, hopefully, in 4OVQ.
Please have a great day. It's KO4PXB.
July, you guys sound real good up here on Fisca Mountain.
I appreciate it, sir. What's your call sign?
Kilo Mike 4, Golf, Lima, India. My name is Bart, Bravo, Alpha, Romeo, Tango.
Yeah, you're definitely sounding good. I'm right here at Pelham Road and Highway 14.
Got a good signal coming into Mount Pisgah here today.
KO4PXB, either somebody stepped on you or you moved off your X a little bit, because that was definitely a bunch of picket fence.
Yeah, I heard the picket fence come through, but that's no problem at all. All right, I'm going to let you go. I just wanted to call you and tell both of you sounded real good, and have 73s to you. Everybody have a great evening.
Hi, sir. It's KO4PXB, and enjoy the mountains.
KM4 July, clear. 73s. Foxtrot Tango Uniform Mobile. Name here is Richard.
Good evening, Richard. It's KO4PXB Lloyd.
Here in the food community of Flattown.
Yep, I remember somebody quite a while ago talking from the same area. Yep, I'll definitely, I'm going to go to the landfill on Saturday myself. I got the truck loaded up, but that's definitely something I got to definitely do on Saturday.
Well, yeah, I'll be over off of Rock and McClellan Road Saturday. I don't know if I would make it home in time to make it to the landfill.
It's KO4PXB. I'm not sure if it's me going to a bad spot or that you were. There's definitely a lot of picket fence in there. All right, sir, it's KO4PXB. You're not holding your repeater because it's definitely breaking up beyond belief.
73, 204, Foxtrot, Tango, Uniform, Mobile,